You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's the Ace and TJ Show. With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
You know how they always say that, they don't say it. It's actually true that poop is a good fertilizer.
Yeah.
And then a lot of fertilizer is actually made of, of poop. It goes into the process. But they always say that if you pee in the grass, it kills the grass. You know, they say don't pee in the grass, pee in the dirt.
Yeah.
Did they tell you that growing up, Riggins?
I don't recall, but I know dog pee is bad for your grass, too.
Yeah. I just don't know. I would have never known that was true, because if you went to my grandmother's house, if you had to pee, you just went outside. That was the rule. Unless you have to poop, don't use the bathroom.
And then really country-living people they're not out messing with their yard and stuff. They got grass, they cut it, and that's it.
Yeah.
Usually they're not. Like, we never, and it may have been because we were, we grew up in the wettest state in the United States, but we never put sprinklers on our yard or any of that kind of stuff. And it was always, the grass grew too damn much.
Yeah. We had a sprinkler, one of the, you hooked to the hose and go back and forth. And my mom was big about doing that every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't very often. I don't remember putting out fertilizer ever.
And the type of grass that we had is called St. Augustine. And it's a wide blade grass. But they say now that to help your plants grow, you should use urine.
Oh.
But you don't just walk out to the, planters, that you got on the porch and start peeing in them. Which is what I immediately started picking up. The first thing I thought was, now, who's going to go out in their yard and just start peeing on their plant, on their flowers?
That's exactly what I thought.
I mean, you got neighbors, whatever. But they said you need to dilute it.
Yeah.
Are y'all a dilute or dilute?
Dilute.
I think I'm dilute.
Dilute.
Dilute. Dilute.
Dilute?
It's a word I never use, first of all.
You got to dilute it.
I need to
dilute it.
I think dilute.
Dilute.
To dilute that a little bit.
It's too close to delete for me. I'm a diluter.
You just say dilute. Mm-hmm. Do you also say strength instead of strength?
No, I don't think I would say it that way.
You got to dilute it. Yeah, that's the way I always say it. Strength. With an F. Strength.
So you're supposed to collect urine and dilute it. I mean, it's like you're like a mad scientist with your pee and.
Yeah, what do you dilute it with? Is water?
Water, I guess, or poop. We're going to dilute it with doo-doo.
You really want to get it going good. Put your doo-doo in there.
So another thing I think about is, old women who live alone, they're widows or whatnot.
Yeah.
Grandmas always worrying about their plants and stuff. Are they going to collect their urine and, be in there mixing it up? If they are, then they might as well just go ahead and turn a webcam on while they're doing it. There's some freaks with peeing grandmas,
Oh, my God. Peeinggrandmas.com. That is disgusting.
It is. So disgusting. But collecting pee is a weird process anyway. Like when you had to go give a sample at the doctor, I never know how much to put in there, because the first time I ever did that when I was a kid, I filled it up to the top, and they were laughing about it. And, you know, it's like, oh, you did give us a sample, didn't you? Well, you gave me a cup. I didn't. You should have said just put a little in there and whatnot. And then you put it in that window, in like from the bathroom back into the lab thing and all that.
You did give us a sample.
I mean,
hello.
Yeah, my college roommate got a kidney stone, and he had to, after he went to the hospital and they sent him home and everything, he had to keep a big like gallon jug and keep it, save his urine in case the kidney stone came out, because they wanted to see it to check it out. But he had to pee into this jug until he passed the kidney stone.
Was it a wide mouth jug or just like a milk jug?
More of a wide, bigger mouth jug.
You need a...
Had a handle on the side, you know, on the thing.
And is it easier for us to direct it than it is women? Like, make it directional?
Sure.
Yeah.
With something like that, though, would you, like, insert to do? Or are you trying to arc your stream to get it in there?
I like to get as far away from it as possible.
They call me Calvin and Hobbes around the lab.
It's like arc the stream.
It's like a game.
Holy cow.
I set it up across the room like, you know, a game of liquid cornhole.
In this case, Rob, that's... I think he kept it all pretty close up because he was trying to make sure he didn't lose.
Well, that ain't no damn fun.
Well.
Next time I go need a urine sample at the doctor, I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and put the empty cup in the window first.
And then I'm going to arc the stream.
And I'm going to back up into the hall here.
It could be messy until I get this worked out. Hang on.
But isn't there a cutoff age of about, I don't know, 8 for arcing your stream if you're a guy?
Yeah.
You need to go
peeing in a bottle. I mean, it happens more when you're younger than it does when you're an adult, but every once in a while, I mean,
it's been an emergency, you mean?
Yeah. It's been years since I've had to do it.
Yeah. But
I do remember it vividly. Peeing in the car.
Yeah.
I never did that in the car where I've had to pee in a bottle or something. I just pulled the car over for a second.
I needed to.
Kmart parking lot.
Yeah, whatever.
I got to pee.
I then pee in the gas tank.
Yeah. That's something I've always wondered how they do that.
What?
Pee in a gas tank. You're peeing in the gas tank. Because, you know, you got the little hole that has to be, that the hose fits into, the nozzle does. And then you don't want that. Why would you be
doing that? I've never heard of anybody doing that.
The newer cars also don't have the gas cap. They just have that flap that moves in and out. So that would that'd be tricky.
Yeah. Right. That's what I have. It looks like a kind of like a garbage disposal.
A little bit, yeah.
That's like a drunk college thing. Like, yeah, did you hear what Brad did? Yeah, he peed in her gas tank. What?
Well, back in the 70s, it was a trend to get at somebody putting sugar in their gas tank.
I heard that too.
Well, that'll ruin it.
I'm not saying I agree with this, but that became an offensive way to talk about somebody being gay. She got a little sugar in his tank. So it messed up the fun prank because you really didn't want to use that anymore. Homophobes are using it, so now I can't put sugar in anybody's gas tank, literally. I don't want to be caught up in that whole thing.
It's just like when the Nazis took over the swastikas and ruined it for everybody else.
Well, I think the swastika was always not, because Hitler designed that at art school.
Is that true?
Oh, did he make that? Oh, I thought it was used way before him.
I thought he did it before he flunked out of art school.
Really?
Can you imagine how much better the world would be if Hitler hadn't have flunked out of art school?
Yeah.
Yep.
See, like with me, it was a blessing that I quit college and I made the world better by becoming an entertainer, entertaining millions and millions of people, bringing hope to their lives. But Hitler failed out of art school and he turned into, well, Hitler.
Yeah. The swastika was long used as a symbol of well-being in ancient societies, including those in India, China, Africa, Native America, and Europe. Adolf Hitler designed the Nazi flag in 1920, he combined the swastika with the three colors of the German imperial flag, red, black, and white.
Huh. So we were all right.
He remixed it.
Yeah.
Hitler remixed.
When he designed the Nazi flag, he just incorporated it into it.
Yeah.
Man, so, yeah, you were kind of like Hitler. You just took two separate paths.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mine was for good. His was for evil.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the mustache that he messed up for everybody.
That's true. Yeah.
Except Michael Jordan had it at one point. Yeah. Jordan, he had that.
And it looked horrid.
It didn't look good.
Yeah, it looked stupid.
But
anytime you do something and people makes immediately people think of Hitler, it's bad.
Yeah.
But Charlie Chaplin is the one that had that mustache first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was considered the funniest person in the world at that time. So then you get Hitler, who says, I'm going to be the most evil person in the world, but I want that funny mustache.
Right. I'm taking it for myself. Yeah.
But I like that funny guy's mustache.
Man.
Was Charlie Chaplin still alive when Hitler came into power?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you think he shaved it off?
I think he only used that for his comedy stuff. Okay. And that was a character he did. The little tramp.
Charlie Chaplin lived until 1977.
That's crazy. I thought it was way before then he would have died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The black and white and silent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't do no talkies. That's what they called movies that when they first came out with audio on them, they were talkies.
And he played Hitler, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I just saw a movie called The Great Dictator.
They talk about his speech in that movie that was so great, but I've never seen it.
That's crazy.
He's like, well, I've already got the mustache. I'll just play Hitler.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.